Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. Last announcement is that we have a few more online personal training openings if you're interested in that, where you get customized workouts for yourself each month for your needs and goals, customized cardio plan, customized nutrition plan. All these are constantly updated each month as far as nutrition goes, depending on how your body responds. People are loving this. So make sure that you jump in. If you're interested, send us a message at oldhamstrong@gmail.com. You can check out the online personal training program at www.oldhamstrong.com/online training. And of course, at oldhamstrong.com, you can check out all the different things that we offer, but online training specifically has some limited availability. Good morning and welcome back to the Abundance Formula podcast. It's at least morning for me here. Pre-apologizing for, I do have a cold, so it's going to be a little sniffly today. But hopefully this will be short, sweet, and will really get you thinking for this short solo episode today. So today's topic might actually be a little polarizing because I don't think that it's what's in vogue right now to be doing we're talking about, but I just absolutely loved it. It really impacted me. Just it being said this way and being brought to light in this fashion. And it really actually, I kind of thought it was meant to be because my personal word for this year that just kind of came to me that felt like it should be my word for the year. If you got any of you guys do that for me was surrender or slash like release as well. So those are my kind of two words for this year. So, A couple weeks ago in Atlanta, Georgia for a, I'm a practitioner, as many of you know, and so I was getting CEUs for my Georgia licensure, and so I was at the conference there getting our CEUs, hearing all the education and doing all that stuff, putting in the hours, and one of the technicians, one of my colleagues from my work, was there as well, and so he and I were just chatting, and he had asked me what, you know, what my 10-year plan was or slash more so not my 10-year plan, but like, where did I see myself actually is what he asked. Where did I see myself in 10 years? And I had to really think about it because 10 years is a long time. A lot of people most of the time will ask you about 5. And for me, really, I've struggled, which is a surprise because this is something that I've changed about myself since being a child and being very overly perfectionistic and, you know, hung up on every single detail of life and like having to have every piece of this plan before I proceed first so that I'll have the highest chance it'll work out right. But so I've really struggled actually more so like with creating all these details of all the steps in this plan of even getting to where I want in 5 years. But I try, you know, I try to a certain degree and, you know, to obviously have a path, you know, here, I talk about that a lot on here, like have an idea, you know where you want to go and just start moving, start doing something to get that direction and then be guided along the way. Well, so, you know, I told him where I kind of pictured I would be in 10 years or the things I'd like to be doing that I think I'd like to be doing, the kind of impact I'd like to make. And so we talked about that. And so then I asked him later where he thought he would be in 10 years, where he wanted to be in 10 years. And his answer is the one that's polarizing. And his answer was the one that I just absolutely loved and wanted to talk about on here and get you all's thoughts as well. So he said, you know, he really now in his life does not have a 10-year plan or really try to picture where he's going to be necessarily, because he said really when he sat down and thought about it at one point of his life, all of the best things that happened to him all of the best things that ever happened to him in his life were never things that he had planned. They were never things he ever saw for himself or saw himself doing, experiences he necessarily pictured himself having. He realized that he experienced the most fullness of life when he just showed up every day to see what God had for him. And that he felt like in living that way, he was a lot more open to the opportunities God was trying to bring him and the things God was trying to show him than he would have been if he had pictured things going a certain way or that he needed certain steps to be doing each day, as opposed to, you know, just kind of seeing what God had for him. And I thought that was just such a really cool answer, because I think it really is this perfect, I think there is a perfect blend of both. And especially if you do believe in God, I think that is the ultimate reality, though, is that we can have all the plans in the world and, you know, have where we think we want to go, which should hopefully be based on, you know, our intuition of where we feel called to be, right? We feel like we're following our calling. We're trying to take the step, the next best step to get there and let God guide us along the way. But I do think what happens a lot of the time, especially when you're really a driven person that, you know, isn't trying just to sit on the couch and pray for an abundant life and just expect to get it sitting there doing nothing. You know, we do know God wants us to show up he needs us to show up. He'll call us and he will send us, but we do have to move. So it can be very easy though, being very action oriented and achievement driven, to get busy doing the plan and having the roadmap and doing that. But then here's the key, because I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think it can really help, especially with certain personality tendencies. I think it can definitely help people not feel in chaos in their lives to have a roadmap. However, this is what I found when I was just really mulling this over, was thinking, I think is key, is so many of the times though, we get too attached to the details of that plan. And sometimes we get too attached to the outcome of where we think that plan's going to go. And we get too attached to who we think is going to come along the way. And we get too attached to what tools we think we need. It is really great things to think through. And I even spoke on this when I was in Belize for the speaking at the women's retreat that was in January, is that, you know, when you're trying to create this vision for your life and, you know, to accomplish the goals you want to, figuring out because this was also a branding event, like figuring out your target audience. This is the kind of thought patterns that help you figure out who your target audience is. Pick a destination. Like, it helps to pick a destination at least to start. That destination may change. It may start to look different, but at least pick something to start so you can get moving. So this is the key here. I think that God can obviously better draw, like, number one, we want to let God be in the driver's seat. We can maybe hold a map, but it's his map. And he needs to be in the driver's seat. But a car in motion can be steered, not one that's parked. So we do have to be moving. And I do think there are personality types that thrive off of the freedom. Like this colleague of mine, he definitely thrives off of freedom. And so he was saying there was so much freedom to his day-to-day living that way. So I can see that to some people, really detailed plan and all these specific steps laid out and all that can feel like a prison. Whereas to others, they may feel chaos in their minds if you have no semblance of where you think you're going. And I totally do relate to that. Like, just have an idea. But the key is don't get attached to
this plan that you humanly create, because it will have pieces and parts or chunks even that aren't what actually is God's plan. So use it to get you moving, because again, people who don't function as well, feeling like they've got chaos in their mind with zero plan at all, just won't move. And God does want us to move. So if you are aided by having an idea of where you're going to get moving, then I think you definitely need that and get started. But regardless of that, then don't be attached and bonded to what you think. And I had my train of thought, but again, it's full of congestion up here as to where I was going to take that about the freedom aspect. But let's think. Okay, so the plan. Okay, so here's the other thing is peace. Peace in your journey is really huge. And so what I think is really important for us to remember is in having this plan and the details of this plan and this vision of where we think we're going to go, there is a lot of freedom when you realize that God's going to get you where he wants you to go no matter what. And so you can do your very best every day. But at the end of the day, this is my word, we do have to surrender that at the end of the day, if I meant to close the sale, because God willed it to be so, then it will be so. Really, no matter how hard I work at it. Like, I could work so hard to get a certain partnership for my event last year, but if it wasn't the one God meant for me, it wasn't going to close. I wasn't going to get that partnership because he didn't want me to get that yes. He wanted me to get a different one, right? So those are overarching faith and trust issues we have to work out that I think are so beautiful in the way that my colleague lives, is that ultimately, I think that's what I was going to tie it back to, is that ultimately you can have all the plan and that is fine. That's not a wrong thing. That's what I teach people to do, especially the people, a lot of people I work with need a plan to just even move or else they're going to sit on the couch. However, the key is then knowing though that all of this is an ultimate, it does ultimately land on the concept of what my colleague believes, which is that the best things that happen to us in life, we couldn't plan. The reality is that in scripture, it says that he wants to bless us abundantly beyond more than we could ever ask or imagine. So don't get so honed in on what you put together in good intention to help you keep moving forward that you make your journey harder because you're not looking at what he's trying to send you, that you're refusing to turn left when he said to turn left, and you're still trying to stay the same path that may get you a certain direction, but maybe he knew there was going to be some traffic along the way or a police officer, right? And so just again, metaphorically, there's a lot of peace in knowing that we're here to show up. We're here to be used. Be willing, be available, be willing to put in what action you feel he's calling you to take each and every next step, but don't get attached to the steps, the ultimate end, the tools you may think you need along the way, and all of that. It's okay to just start and get moving because then you can be steered, you can be guided at that point. But really ultimately know that our anchor point is that he's got us, and the people and the network you're meant to create, he already knows about. He already has planned. And so whether he intended you to wake up 30 seconds later today or 5 minutes early so that you could cross paths with the right person, there's so much of life, and this is what I think I'm working on this year, is because I've been in this striving action state for several years now to propel forward. But I do believe that my next level breakthrough, my next level abundance breakthrough, is actually going to be on the other end of surrendering, and to surrender the fact that ultimately I am not responsible for any of the good results that I get, any of the achievements that I get, any of the progress that I make. And that just as much as God called people into battle, that he wanted to, you know, his side to win, called them into battle, and he facilitated that win and helped them through them, their blood, sweat, and tears of them fighting for that win. But he also equally as much in the Bible won these battles completely on his own and merely went into the enemy's quarters and stirred their own hearts and stirred them into confusion to fight themselves and and the good guys didn't have to fight the battle at all. So I think that there's also this next, even if, like, you've heard all my podcasts, all the successful people, most of them all say, like, they have a plan, right? They have a plan, but none of them are attached to it. They have a ton of steps. There's some that get some of the most successful, including like Oprah, have very detailed intentions of how they want to live their life and the things they're going to do in a day to day. But what they have mastered is this art of having that, but living off the basis of what my colleague's talking about. Not being attached, like being fine if those change, and being a master of surrender as well as go, fight, conquer, achieve, you know, work the problem, action oriented, take the next step, make the next plan. Becoming a master ultimately of surrendering that, you know, that God doesn't even need you really to fulfill this. He's going to use you to do it. And there will be times in life that he's going to use you, and he wants to grow you through you having to do the blood, sweat, and tears of the follow through to take these certain action steps to get to where you want to go. And there are some times that he's going to actually want to more exercise your faith muscles and just to see that really he is what's responsible and for him to have full credit. And so I just thought this was a really polarizing conversation, because most of the time what we're hearing right now is about all the action steps, all the to-dos, create your to-do list, be very clear on your vision, where you want it to be, and all the action steps to get there. And that is going to give you peace and, you know, speed to reach your goal. And there is truth to that, but it is equally as true, if you believe in God for sure, that, you know, he will do and is doing abundantly more than we could ask or imagine, which means we can't ask or imagine it. So what we have on paper as our to-do list is just human best. So be willing to surrender the knowing and give way to the freedom of adventure, and be willing each day to say, hey, Lord, this is what I have planned, what I think I should be doing to try to, you know, pursue the way I feel called by you to go. But feel free to mess it up. Feel free to take it where you know it should go, because it'll be even better than I could think up. The result will be more impactful than I could think up. I'll meet more amazing people than I could ever imagine. You know, we have to surrender to that. And that is very scary, because then it leaves the unknown. And for those of us who, like myself, are naturally planners, the unknown is a scary place. But that is also where, if we're scared in the dark, we are forced to hold God's hand, as opposed to it's in the day and we don't think we need it, right? So I thought that was really cool. And then even just a real life example, again, talking about this peace thing, because people are searching for happiness in this life and peace. So much of that. Those are probably at least the top three, happiness and peace. And peace comes when you can fully rest in knowing that, like, you've done your best, you have an idea of where you're going, but you can't control ultimately how it's going to turn out. Like, I call it like having the birth plan of your life. If you haven't had a child, there's this thing called a birth plan. And some ladies get very, very in depth with their birth plans, very specific, especially if they want to do things all natural. They're going to be in the tub and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And like I said, I've grown a lot in this area over my whole life. I'm not the same now as I used to be. I might have been more detail oriented like that by the time I, you know, had Malia. But for Malia, I really didn't do, I had my, the extent of my birth plan was, I do prefer to have her vaginally, but I was very clear to the doctor, like, that's how I prefer. However, I just want her to be happy, healthy, and strong. So if at any point you are worried about her heart or worried about any of her condition, if you feel you need to do a C-section or whatever, that I just want that to be done. You know, so just keep her health at the forefront. We'll start, you know, we have a starting point where I'm aiming to do this vaginally. I didn't try to picture all the details of how that was going to look. I know some people will meditate and visualize, and everybody's different, and that can help. But that was my birth plan, which, thank goodness, because I was at total peace as we sat in the hallway of the hospital during a tornado warning at 10 centimeters, while my nurses and everybody was working to set up partitions for me to have my first child ever. in the hallway of this hospital with a fresh baby just born, still with blood all over it behind me, and that mom crying and that baby crying and the other mom in front of me in preterm labor at 33 weeks who didn't have an epidural and she was wailing and they were trying to stop that pregnancy. You know, like a lot of chaos. About to have my first child in the hallway during a tornado warning that just happened to siren go off at 9 centimeters. And then we get, you know, it felt like a Grey's Anatomy movie or show. But that was fine for me because I hadn't rehearsed it any other way. I just knew I'm pregnant. I'm going to have this baby. And I can't wait to hold this baby. That's what I tried to visualize, is holding this baby and envision the positive outcome. But didn't try to do all the individual steps. So that's also just another metaphorical example of, like, you know, it's okay to make the birth plan of your life. But what the key is, you don't have to be all in one or the other. It's really important mainly to just not get attached. If you make a plan, just don't get attached to it. Don't be emotionally bonded to it. Be willing to keep your eyes open for the awesome adventure that God has for you as He brings it around, and be willing to jump for it. So let me know your thoughts on this topic. I think it's polarizing. I love it. I think it's great. It has so much truth. So let me know your thoughts. Shoot me a DM. Shoot me a text if you have my number. Would love to hear it. Or in the Facebook group, the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. Let's get some conversation going around it. Hope y'all have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys, and catch you on the next one.